just lift our voice in praises unto Him.
Amen. It's good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. You enjoyed that singing. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to 2 Corinthians 3. We'll read from 2 Corinthians 3, and then we'll just continue with 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Remember the announcements now that the Lord willing, this coming Saturday night, Brother Theo Erasmus will be with us from Africa, and then he'll be here also on Sunday morning. So it'll be this coming Saturday night and Sunday morning he'll be with us to preach for us. And also remember that, as far as I know, now I hadn't been able to get a hold of Brother Longoria, but we'll have the services here anyway. But the third Saturday in September, we're going to try to get the fellowship meeting here, and all in, we're going to start making some plans to dig out under the bottom and try to get a few things done if we can before the end, where we'll have a little more room maybe to, for the sisters to fix or whatever, you know, wind up doing with it. But we need to do it anyway and all. But Brother George Smith will be with us to preach that weekend for us. Brother Branham's son-in-law will be with us to speak for us for the weekend. So just remember these and the announcements. Remember, not this coming Saturday now, but the next Saturday, we'll be having a work day here on Saturday. So if you can come out and everything, and them that can't come out and work, we'll pass a plate around. Maybe buy the others dinner that does work or something, you know, do that or something else if you, before we can help. But we want to try to do a few things around here if we can at the church. Need some fixing up and all. 2 Corinthians 3. Next Sunday is the first Sunday too, so remember that. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 1. Now we'll read on over and then we'll just read verse 1 of the fourth chapter. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think any things of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? And if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Now listen to what he's saying. He brought all that down and then he said, we have this ministry. Now every one of those words in there that I read, whether it be ministration or ministry, they won't have the same meaning. Right? Now, I mean, I'm giving you that from the Schofield, I mean from Strong's. Now it has the same meaning. Where he said ministration, that means ministry. Right? Now, of course, we're going to talk on that just a little bit. Lord, we just thank you for your grace now, and just bless us together. But open our understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now I want to talk about, this is matching pieces number 6, but we want to talk about the ministry. The ministry. I've heard a lot over the years that I've been in the message and everything talking about the ministry of Jesus Christ. But I want us to just dig down into it a little bit and maybe, you know, begin to see, because as we've covered now this morning, the matching pieces, we saw that Revelation 5 shows a lamb. You know, the prophet said it begun with a lamb. He said it'll end with a lamb. Right? See, like I said, most of your ministers and things like that, and I'm not throwing nothing at nobody. I don't have anything to throw. If I throw anything, I just throw it at myself and forget it. But what I hear around the land today is basically roaring of a lion, not a lamb bringing a message. So you'd say, well, he's supposed to immorph to a lion. Well, I've never read that. I don't understand that. I believe that he is God and he's the same and his nature never changes. See, it stays the same. So then, thereby we can find him by doing that and seeing him. But that's what I hear, you know, is the roar. Well, if you don't believe me and that and that, like one man said one time before, I remember a brother years ago, he said, well, I hear a lot of thunder but very little rain, you know. There's supposed to be rain accompanying thunder, and he said, I hear a lot of thunder, very little rain. But now, I hope you understood what I was saying this morning. See, we took the scriptures to see that the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not of Judah. He is not of the tribe of Judah in the basis, you know, that's what he was. But he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the king. He's the ruler, the word. Right? And he's the root of David. Now that means he's the beginning of David. Not that he's just, you know, some form or word we use or something. He's the very author. He's the very finisher of our faith. He's all in all. He's the beginning and the end. And we found him to be the Lamb. All right? But now did you notice what I was bringing out now? Like I said this morning now, remember the point that it was asking for someone without sin to come forth that was worthy. Well, see, Adam could walk forth before his fallen condition, but he wasn't worthy. See, he proved he wasn't worthy. He failed. The lamb had to be kept up and checked for blemishes in the Old Testament, right? See, they'd put up the lamb, they'd check it over and everything, try to find any blemish in it. If they couldn't find a blemish, then they offered it as a sacrifice. And that last few days of that lamb, I'm sure, was a rough time because that little fellow was probably getting rolled over and over and stretched out every which way and jerk his mouth open and look in, because a blemish of any kind was death to the people trying to bring it in as a sacrifice. See, that'd give you enough to where you could preach on all afternoon that whether our lives fit that and whether we got blemishes and what it is, you know. But now I just wanting you to see that lamb in the end is the same lamb that started. Right? And Jesus Christ perfectly matched, his life perfectly matched what was required of the lamb that was spoken forth there in Revelation 5. See, it perfectly matched it. Right? Because that was where it was then. And we know then, now getting on over where we're getting to, see, then we know he prevailed. He wrestled with and overcame, gave his life, paid the price that you and I could have salvation as a redeemer. See? But he had, now this is what I want us to get to. See, he had a ministry. But I've listened to a lot of thoughts about that, and I just can't hardly go along with everybody what I've heard, and I'm sorry. I just tell you what I believe, and you know, and all, and I just can't go along with a lot of this that's going along around the land about the ministry, and you know, they've got the ministry of Jesus Christ, and they've got this, they've got signs and wonders, they've got all kind of things going. You know, well, praise God. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, if there's one person anywhere in the world healed today, I don't care if he's the Pope or who he is. I mean, Judas had the part of the ministry. Now that's Luke 1:17, I think, but I know it's in the, I'm not, Acts 1:17. That Judas had part of the ministry. But now, if he just had part of the ministry, where'd he fail at? Now, the prophet said he didn't make it to Pentecost. He said that was his trouble. You know his trouble wasn't the rejection of, the selling out of Christ? Peter denied it. Won't be much difference in Peter's doings and Judas's. Well, Judas's trouble was he just didn't hang on to Pentecost. Because we know he was a son of perdition. But now let's get into something. The prophet of God said that there must be the same ministry in the bride. The same ministry must be in the bride before there can be a rapture. Now I want to read some things and then I'll get back to my point. So I just want you to listen now to what he says. This is off of Looking Unto Jesus, paragraph 190, volume 22, book 2. We're living ahead of that now. We are beyond Pentecost, the same as we are Methodist and Lutheran. We're way up to the coming of the Lord, where the ministry that Jesus Christ exercised himself has to be exactly. He said, like the headstone on the pyramid has to be honed, be so honed till every stone fits perfectly, and the church has got to get in that condition to receive the headstone, then take the whole thing in the resurrection when the body is raised. Now the same ministry. Okay? Now what do you think about when you think about ministry? What do you think about when someone says the same ministry as Jesus Christ? What's your thoughts? So, well, it's signs and wonders. Well, that's what the people of the message are looking for, right? They'll follow a sign. Now, even though Brother Branham said it. Brother Branham said, give them all on the platform. He said, they'll follow it every time. Now, that was his words. They'll turn the word down and go follow a sign, and that's what you see. I'm not against signs, I'm for signs. I believe the body of Christ has signs. That's like I told you the other day, I've never spoken in tongues in my life, but I believe in it, because it's in the word. You know, I believe in it more than probably 90% of the people have ever spoken in tongues, because it's in the word. I believe the word. But I believe signs follows the believer. See, what do you think of when you say ministry? Now, I read that what the prophet said. The ministry would have to be here. Now, what do you think of? See, there's people right now that would be in little church if you had healings every Sunday, manifestation of some kind, you know, and then let them run the show. You know, they'd be here. The church would be packed out. If I just compromise on what I believe about a lot of the things. Right? See it? I just can't go along with that. As I told you this morning, the prophet said, and I'll get back to it at the end of the message, he said, now you know what to look for. He said, now you know what to look for. Well, that used to bother me because I didn't know what to look for. Yeah. But I believe I do now. What is it, Brother Dale, you're looking for? I'm looking for the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, listen, not in one person. In a many-membered body. Now, what I mean by that is, I mean a fivefold ministry. I mean deacons and elders and song leaders and piano players and church cleaners and tape runners and you know, and children. No. See, I want you to see that. I want you to see that if you go to sleep and miss the rest of the message. I want you to know Brother Dale believes in a ministry, but it's in a many-membered body. And no one person will ever manifest all of that of the ministry. Because it's not for that.
It's so scattered until sometimes you wonder. I mean, really? Don't you? Don't you even wonder, well, sometimes are we even in anything? I mean, I do. Now, don't misunderstand. We've seen signs here. But what do you think about it when you... Do you think only of signs when you speak of the ministry of Jesus Christ? See, if it's just signs, what about your anointed ones? They have more of the ministry because the anointed ones most of the time have more manifestation than genuine bride as far as per person or something. Because the bride being a small number. See, your anointed ones would have it all, and that is Jesus Christ. You know yourself. We know the message. The prophet said that is the genuine Holy Ghost doing it. If there's one person today, anywhere here or anything happens like that, sign what? That's the Holy Ghost. That's God Himself. That's the reason I told you the other day. Don't make fun of nobody. I don't care who it is. Don't make fun of nobody because that's the Holy Ghost doing it on the person. Well, you could be making fun of the Holy Ghost, so I'd be careful about that. But now what do you think about? Now listen to what he says off of spiritual amnesia in 4:11, 1964. Now I find myself in this last days with many of the believers, Christians, identified in his ministry. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I find myself in this day identified in his ministry. Do you find yourself that way believing it? Walking with it, notice the works that he did. He said the believers would do the same thing. The works that I do shall you do also. Then can you be identified with him then? When the reproach comes on the word, can you stand the reproach like he did? See, identified with him, I was identified with him. Now he said the reproach for the word. You know yourself, there's a reproach goes with the gospel. You try to stand for the word and see what happens. All right? Now let's see what he said. Let's see where he put it. Page 15, The Mighty God Unveiled Before Us, Volume 3, Book 22. But on the day of Pentecost, he changed himself from being the Son of Man to the Son of God. He came not with the people, he came in the people, see, the same God to carry his ministry on through in this great age. Now, where did he start the ministry of Jesus Christ? Well, now, Brother Dale, Luther, Wesley, none of them ain't had the ministry. Now, I'll tell you what to start with. I don't believe that. I believe they had the ministry of Jesus Christ for their day. And without them having it, we don't have anything. That's just the way I base it. You know, I mean, I don't pull no bones. I tell you what I believe. All right? And I tell you why I believe it. Now listen to what he said off of modern, paragraph 263, Modern Events Made Clear by Prophecy, Volume 7, Book 6. Notice now, they had done to him just exactly what the prophet said they would do, just as they were doing that, to this very same day in the Laodicean age, if you want to look at it, read Revelation 3, blind, naked, and don't know it, turning Christ, when he begins to reveal himself into the seed form again, the same one that went into the ground, come back to be the bride, just the bride and the groom is the same flesh and blood, the same ministry, the same things, doing exactly what he done, the Spirit. Now, where does he put it at? He brings Luther and Wesley right in there. He said the seed. Well, we know the seed went into the ground and come out. See? See, what I'm wanting you to see, the ministry of Jesus Christ, is not to just say signs and wonders. It's to see really what it is. Then you know what to look for. Alright. Standing in the Gap. Paragraph 77. Volume 6, Book 7. And now after the Bible had been interpreted completely, then you notice it opened up the top of the pyramid like rock, not pyramid teaching now, not that, because the man who teaches that pyramid doctrine, I guess they know what they're talking about. I know nothing about it. But however, it is in the shape of a pyramid. But the cap on the pyramid was never put on. Now, I've been in Cairo and in Egypt, and the cap never did come because it was a cornerstone. It was a headstone. In the church, it was the cornerstone. In the full church, it was the headstone. So it never did come. It was rejected, Christ, and it will come, and I believe that when it's coming, that the church will shape into a place from justification under Luther, sanctification under Wesley. The Pentecostal message will bring the church to such a minority, and a ministry will be among those people till it'll be exactly the same ministry that Jesus Christ did. That'll bring Christ and catch the whole thing away. And you see what he said? Listen, the token. Volume 2, Book 19. It has to be, because a woman and her husband become one. They become one, and so does the bride and Christ become one. The ministry of the bride and the ministry of Christ is the same. I mean, this is his word for it. Now listen to it. One in a million. Volume 18, Book 1. And he is supposed to be, according to the scriptures, returned to us in this last days in this type of ministry. That will be after the baptism of the Spirit and speaking in tongues and divine healing and so forth. These things. The capping of the Pentecostal message is what we're speaking of today. This ministry of Christ himself impersonated among his people with the same things that he did when he was here on earth in his body, the bride, which is part of him, doing the same things as husband and wife, king and queen, just before the marriage ceremony. Just before the marriage ceremony, just right at the end. Paragraph 321, the unveiling of God. And his ministry comes from them reformations. Now notice, his ministry comes from them reformations back to the original word again. The word comes to a prophet, and he promised it in Malachi 4 to restore the faith of the people back to the original grain that went in the ground. Is here the same. The grain has come up through here. It come up as Son of God. Now it's revealing itself as Son of Man. And then it revealed itself as Son of David on the throne. Three sons, just exactly. Questions and answers, paragraph 120, conduct, order, and doctrine, 993 through 1060. If you'll check them, you'll find it through there. Now that stone would not fit down here on the bottom foundation. Neither would it fit on the second foundation or the third. It'll only fit on the top foundation when the entire building has become fitted to the stone. And Jesus cannot come until a church, a body of believers, and the ministry that he once left will have to be the same as it was then. And then that brings, them without us is not perfect. Paul said, Hebrews 11, without us they cannot be perfect. They must have this ministry to raise up the Lutheran, the Wesleyan, and all down through the ages. Paragraph 185, there's a man here that can turn on the lights. Volume 6, Book 1. When a man and a founder is making a bell, he's got a certain tone he has to put in it. And when he's setting his mold and pouring his iron, he puts in so much brass, so much steel, so much copper. Why? He knows exactly how much to put in to make give it the right tone. And that's what Jesus has done by his bride. He had to put so much Luther, so much Methodist, so much Presbyterian, and so much Pentecostal in it. But what does he come out with? His own reflection. Why is it? Just like the pyramid message, you see, it's heaping right up till it's coming to the minority for the headstone. The ministry of Jesus Christ on earth has to be the same as the ministry he had, or he can't come to it, just like the head to the feet. Amen. Now what I'm reading to show you is, you can believe what you want to, but the ministry, whatever it is, it's going to have to be here. That's what's going to cause it, is the ministry of Jesus Christ. That's going to raise the dead. That's going to do all the things. Paragraph 99, there's a man here that can turn on the lights. Volume 22, Book 3. Oh, if Luther, Wesley, and all of them could see that. That yesterday's stuff can only be used as it goes through a process. When the Holy Ghost reveals the light from justification to sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and now the last hour of the coming of Christ, it's got it in the profile. Not of the queen, but of the king of heaven that represents himself. As the church has become closer into the minority, like the ministry has to be the same kind of ministry that he had. And there's two on that one, so it's paragraph 102. Jehovah Jireh, real 2, real 3, 64, 414. Now, as sure as Adam and Eve had to be the same spirit, Christ and the church has to be the same spirit, the same ministry. The things that I do shall you do also. See what I mean? You got to unite together flesh and blood of flesh and blood and God had flesh and blood and God had to come together and be one spirit, Jesus Christ and his church in the same spirit. Now, is that enough for us to believe we got to have the same ministry? I mean, is that so like 7 or 8 things that I read from the prophet? He said we got to have the same ministry. See, that's what's holding off the coming of the Lord. Huh? You say, brother, there, what's it doing? It's that the same ministry is not here. See? Now, first off, you got to know what to look for. If we find out what to look for, at least we'll know what to look for in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, that's my point today. I want you to, this afternoon, I want you to see what I believe the ministry of Jesus Christ is. Then you can believe what you want to. Because it's left up to you. But I want you to see what I'm looking for. See, as I said, Brother Brown said, you know what to look for. All right. Now, if I know what to look for, then I ought to be able to find it. But see, they said they know what to look for in the Old Testament. Oh, we worship God. We don't have no Trinity. We don't have none. We don't know these things. We believe in one true and living God. Oh, Moses was our prophet. We believe everything Moses said. And they stumbled. It's a stumbling stone. Huh? See, they stumbled. It's a stumbling stone. Could we do that again? Looking for something. You know yourself that most people's ideas is, well, I don't know where we'll ever be able to come to that place. You know. Well, I can't as long as people keeps making it something I can't attain to. And I'm just as stubborn as an old mule on one side. I won't do it if it's what a lot of people calls it. Because it's contrary to my nature to follow after a lot of this junk's going around the message now that claims a headstone, you know, in the ministry, and got signs and wonders. Well, I'm sorry. Sometimes I wish I could just lay down my believing, you know, and just quit being like I am. But I can't. I'm sorry. It's just part of me. Right? Because I don't want to be just oddball all the time and always critical and everybody thinks I am and hateful in all forms, you know, of doing and just won't bow and won't bend you just got to see it. It's your way or no way. Well, I believe you ought to be that way. I think a whole lot more of you if you'd just be that way. I don't like wishy-washies just around and up and down. I'd rather you just flatly tell me I don't agree with you. Then to just pat a puff it around, you know, and kind of, you know. No, just tell me. Because it may be the way I'm trying to express it to you. But I'm asking you, what do you think about in the ministry when you say the same ministry of Jesus Christ has to be here to raise the dead? Now, what are you thinking about? Now, I showed you in what I read that I believe the prophet was saying that Luther and Wesley and Pentecost is part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, I believe that. I believe they were part of the ministry. See? Judas even had a part of the ministry and fell from that. That's according to the Bible. But Luther and Wesley and them had a part of the ministry in the body. See? Judas wasn't in the body. But Luther and Wesley and Pentecost had a part of the ministry in the Bible. And without that part, you and I have no foundation. We're built on that. We're built on what they say. Now, not the false part of maybe that Luther didn't understand how to preach justification totally. But he preached justification enough to get the people in the body and was the church age messenger. And I've read some of his writing. I think he done a pretty good job preaching justification. Maybe he didn't understand what we understand. But that's because he didn't understand. He didn't have a prophet to go to get his understanding from. But now I believe that they're part of the ministry just as well as we're part of the ministry. Well, then, you see right off then that I'm not building my hopes on a ministry to try to find out somebody in the message that I can follow that's got signs. You should see immediately that I'm putting mine back on the message. And back onto the scriptures and understanding from the scriptures and things to try to find the ministry of Christ. I'm not just putting it on following some kind of signs. Because your anointed ones can come up with them signs. In a day and time when it no telling what could happen now. It's like I told you before. People come up. See, the Bible says, you know, said if a prophet give you a sign, well, we use that one, but we don't use the other one where said if a prophet gives you a sign and it comes to pass, and said he takes you to another God, don't hear him. Well, see, that's where did I stand? I've had a lot of people to come, you know, with things, but I just couldn't go their way. You know. Why? Because it was a different God from the one I believed. The nature of it wasn't right. Now we're going to get to that. We may not get it all this afternoon, but I want to get to that. And we're going to have to find the nature of that ministry. And see where it fits and what it is. Listen to what he says on the Mighty God Unveiled. In volume 3, paragraph, page 23, volume 3, book 22. It changed from the pagan down into Luther. And from Luther down into Wesley. And from Wesley out into Pentecost and on. Changing from glory to glory. Now that's why I read that scripture there. Producing the hidden manna. Now it's ripe to bring him back exactly like he was at the beginning. His same ministry. The same Jesus. The same power. The same Holy Ghost. The same one that came down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's manifested today from glory to glory to glory and back to its original seed with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Listen, with the same signs, same wonders, same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way, with the same power, the same sensation, it's from glory unto glory, the next will be changed from this glory into a body like unto his own glorious body, when we shall see him, Abraham saw the same. Same power, same wonders, same everything. Alright? So, Brother Dale, what are you expecting? This is what I'm expecting. Page 44, Christ the Mystery of God Revealed. Volume 3, Book 7. Now, you see, therefore, there is no school, no theology, no teaching in the Bible among any school that knows anything about it. They cannot know anything about it. It's impossible for them to know anything about it. God has hid the senses of knowing it from the very elected teachers and everything else. It's a personal, individual affair with the person that Christ has revealed to them. And if he says he has been revealed to me, and then the life that Christ produced here in the Bible, that same life is in him, does not produce itself in you, then you got the wrong revelation. Same life, same everything. See, now you see what I'm driving at? Most everybody will go with you on signs and wonders. They want to base whether it's the ministry of Jesus Christ on signs and wonders. You know, something like that. But I believe, here's what I believe. I believe Jesus Christ proved who he was. Alright? Not just with signs and wonders. The life he lived proves who he was. With the signs and wonders. So you can't separate signs and wonders from the believer. Signs follow the believer. But signs without that is satanic. See, without the nature of God, you can have all kinds of signs and it's satanic. It's of the devil. The signs and wonders are not. The person is. What I'm wanting me and you to look at for a little bit is, if it's not the same life, what does it matter about the signs and wonders? What are we here for? Signs and wonders? One of the greatest men that had ever been born to a woman came into the world and introduced the Messiah and never done one sign. Not one wonder was done. Not one miracle was done in the ministry of John the Baptist. Now come on, that's what the Bible says. Not one miracle was done by John the Baptist, yet he introduced the Messiah. And the Messiah himself said, there's never been a man born from a woman greater than John. But now he went on to talk about the bride there too, that's least in the kingdom is greater than John. But what I'm wanting you to see is, if we base our hopes on signs and wonders, then your anointed ones is going to get us. Okay. If we base it on, you know, who's the most popular? Okay. Who's got the greatest delivery? Who's got the signs? Who's got this? We can't base it. There's no one thing that you can put anything on but one thing. The life. Now be careful. I'm not talking about kind old priest. Right? See, the kind old priest proved who he was and found out he wasn't worthy when he turned down the very one that was standing there. And it wasn't the signs and wonders that he turned down Jesus on. He wanted them. They loved him when he was doing them signs and wonders. But it's when he began to say, I and my Father are one. But listen, there's probably a lot of people in that day said that. But it was when he began to say it and began to live it and God began to make it manifest. The prophet said, when the bride begins to say, I and my Father are one, the shuck will pull away. Well, that we could have said that as Baptist. There wasn't no shuck going to pull away. But it's when the same life, the same signs, the same life, the same everything begins to fit, you're getting the ministry of Jesus Christ. You bring it to a place then that we can have a one be part of it. See, if I go that way, I can be a part of it. The prophet said, you may never lay your hands on somebody and pray for them and feel a surge of power run through your body and see them healed. But does that take you out of the body because you can't do anything? It's like I said the other day. See, heading to this message, your fingernails are very vital. You know. But yet you can do without every one of them. Well, that's the more commonly parts of your body, right? But the Bible says he bestows more honor upon the commonly parts. And you know, after all said and done, out of all your parts of your body, you know, it sure feels good to scratch, don't it? It feels good to, you know, I get mine broke off like that, hitting it with a hammer a lot of times. You know, it's hard to pick anything up. They're very important. God puts more honor upon those than he does the other. You know. You see what I'm talking about? The anointed ones can manifest things, but they can't produce the life. Anointed ones will have signs and wonders. They'll be in the world and doing things and great things happening, great following. But check it, somewhere down the road, they'll go off the life that the Word's talking about. And I've always been this way. For a person to go off the Word and become into adulteries or polygamies or anything, that doesn't bother me. Because I know people are human. But what bothers me is when they take the message to try to prove it's okay. Now that's what gets under my skin. Because that's not part of, that won't fit nowhere. You could be forgiven for the others, but you can't be forgiven for taking the word trying to justify yourself. Because to me, that'd be blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Now, that's just the way I see it. For me to try to say it's okay for me to do something and the word's teaching against it, to me, that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost, because you're attributing the works of God to the devil. That's what you're doing with it. All right, now listen. See, if the anointed ones can do it, then we don't want to lay everything on the signs. You say, well, Brother Branham had this, Brother Branham. There's people out there today got great signs going. I'm talking about ain't even in this message at all. I read just the other day in the newspaper, who was this boxer that, who was it? Hallfield? He went to that Benny Henny or something like that. He went to him, and that man, a big boxer and everything, you probably read it and heard of it. He went up, and that man laid his hands on him. He fell down 5 times or 6 times or something like that. Every time the man laid his hand on him, he come back and said that he is healed, that Benny Henny healed him. My brother Orr was telling about, said that this man was doing something, but somebody else was one he was laughing at. He wasn't laughing to him. But that man thought he was lying to him. He was pointing out and said, come up here. He walked up there, you know. He just reached over and laid down. He just fell out. Signs and wonders are wonderful. We believe in that. Because that's part of it. But the prophet said the best lie, the best thing was a life lived. Is that the way he said it? He said, live me a sermon. See, then the way I see the ministry of Jesus Christ, see, if you put it all on signs and wonders or something like that, gifts, you know, anything, and I believe in every one of them. But if you put all of your things on the gifts, what are you going to do with the kids and things that don't have any? What are you going to do with the adults that don't have any? You know, speaking in tongues or something like that, or some kind of a gift that's going on. What are you going to put it on? I'm going to put mine on the word that the prophet brought, showing that word to be same signs, same life, same everything. Then I'm going to look for it in that form. If your windows are down, you're going to get wet. Right. Right. But listen, Brother Brown said, look away to Jesus. He said, I must continue in evangelism just as I'm commissioned first. Now, this is 1963 after the sea was broke. He said, I must continue in evangelism. I must continue on. Therefore, you have had the word and you know what to look for, how to stand. I must continue on in evangelism, and friends of mine, keep still and just keep moving on, for the hour is approaching swiftly when something is going to be done. Modern Events Made Clear by Prophecy, paragraph 26, says this Bible tells you exactly who, when, where, and what to look for. Now he said the Bible did. So that's why I've asked you to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's why I ask you to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels. Because that is the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, what was over in the book of Acts was just part of the ministry. We all understand the message, don't we? Because they didn't understand the seals and the things like that. But Jesus preached 6 seals in Matthew 24. He preached the entire gospel, the entire word. Brother Brown didn't add anything to the word when he came. If he did, he's a false prophet. He didn't add nothing to the word. He came to tell us what Jesus already said. But see, they only got part of the ministry on the day of Pentecost, but Paul said, changing from glory to glory and all like that. And Brother Brown said, that's Luther, the Wesley, the Pentecost. And Paul said, and we have this ministry. He was real quick to let you know he's part of the ministry of Christ. But you know, Paul didn't claim to have all of it. Because he said, there's going to come a falling away. The man of sin is going to be revealed, etc. And all these things are going to happen. He said, then the end will come. And he knew he wasn't even going to be there. Brother Brown said, Paul was constantly trying to get it out of the people's mind that the rapture was coming right then. See, because he knew that it wasn't there. The ministry wasn't there. But Paul said, we have this ministry. Why can't we say we have what we have then? I've never told anybody or claimed anybody to anybody. There's nobody that can say that I've ever said I was in any certain spot. I did speak what God told me one time. He said, if you'll have patience with the people, it'll prove you got patience. Now, that's all I've ever said. I've never taught that I had the headstone, that I was adopted, that I'd done this, that. I've never taught nothing like that. Why? Because I'm not concerned with it. That's my least concern. It's not what I am. It's what I can get you to see him to be. If I can get you to see him, then I'm satisfied. That'll prove. The message I bring, the preaching I bring, that doesn't prove anything. But the preaching I preach of the truth and the life that God brings forth through me and lives that much, that connects it together. So I believe your life is just as vital as what your doctrine is. Is that the way the prophet said it? He said, I'd rather have my life right and my doctrine wrong. Because if your life's right, the doctrine's going to come to the places right somewhere. You know? I mean, it's going to come to the right place one of these days if the life is right. But he said, if we miss it in these little things, he said, the other things will go over us. So now I want to bring something down as simple as I can bring it. We were talking about this Wednesday on a question, you know. The question was how do we prepare for the coming of the Lord? Now you that didn't hear it, you're here. The question was, how do we prepare for the coming of Christ? And you'll probably lie, some of you, maybe when you hear what I have to say about it, but I believe it. I took the Bible and proved it. So you'd say, well, we're supposed to pray every day, we're supposed to fast every day, we're supposed to do this every day, we're supposed to heal the sick, we're supposed to do all these things. Well, I thought we were supposed to do that anyway as Christians. You know, I didn't think that had to be covered. So I told him, I guess you think that I say you should read 6 books a day, 8 books a day, you'll do it. No, we'll do that anyway. The question wasn't something like that. I went to the Bible to answer the question. You remember what we were talking about? I went simply into the scriptures where Jesus talked about that the kingdom and things was like a man taking and giving 5 talents and 2 talents and 1 talent. Then he goes on a journey and he's coming back. The man with 5 got 10, the one with 2 got 4. The man that had the 1 went and buried it. Now what's he talking about? We went through all the scriptures. You know, what was the thing when they asked Jesus questions like that? When they asked John, they said, John, we know you're a great leader and things like that. We know you've got to be something. He said, what should we do? Well, he didn't say fast and pray and cry and do this, that, and the other instead. No. He said, now you soldiers don't. He said, y'all be satisfied with your wages. And he said, now you publicans, or what they were, tax collectors, said just, you know, don't extract no more than what you're supposed to. See, when Jesus talked to the people, he talked in simple terms. He said, if you're planting potatoes, the prophet said it this way. He said, if you're planting potatoes, what did he say to do? He said, if you know the rapture's coming tomorrow, you're planting potatoes. He said, what do you do? Well, I ain't going to plant no more potatoes. It's going out tomorrow. We're going tomorrow, Brother Gary. Yeah, 2 weeks from now. Let's go borrow a few hundred thousand and... Well, we'll go have us a ball for a few days. And, well, it don't make no difference if I leave owing all that. Isn't that our thoughts? But see, I was trying to answer a simple question. That's what I'm trying to say now. I'm trying to give a simple answer to a simple question. When the prophet of God was talking on adoption, two references he gave of individual things, you know, now he gave rain and calling for it, et cetera, and all like that, and I know. But the two incidents he gave of people, what was it? A man with his lunch under his arm going to work. And he said, a little sister going about her daily duty. Now, it's like I said Wednesday night. We know better than to be foolish. Every little sister going about her daily duties ain't adoption. That sister was in the Word for her day and for whatever. She was standing on what she heard and believed. But see, we try to make it some great big something. And it's always been amazing to me that most of the time when something outstanding does happen, it's generally by someone who is not very learned. Now come on, is it? You want to go to Sister Hattie Wright? She was the one that spoke to God, to the prophet, and the prophet spoke from God back to her. Brother Brown says she didn't even hardly know how to write her name. Who's the lady over in Africa that believed that when she read it? And she did. She wasn't even hardly in this message when she heard it. She just went down to a church there one day and heard about this message. She wouldn't have known the seals, the vials, the trumpets, the plagues, and all the things. She didn't know all about Brother Brown's message. Probably never heard nothing but what the preacher said. But yet when the meal barrel got to going out, she asked God, and God gave it for what they said. It's still going. See, looking for the ministry of Christ, we look in the wrong direction a lot of times. Because my whole emphasis, I got to do it first. My emphasis on it is first. If the life is not there, it don't matter what you do. If the life is not there in Christ, not the kind old priest now, because you can get under his skin, just don't worry about it. He'll prove what he is. But if the life is not there first, you need to worry about the rest of it. Well, what's been the emphasis most everybody's put on the coming of the Lord? Oh, one day we'll be calling for rain. One day we'll be calling for this. One day we'll be doing this. One day we'll be doing that. That's wonderful. I believe in everybody that because the prophet said it. But I thought he said in the seal book, when he said it's gone from you, there's no way for you to know it. Is that what he said? Amen. See, that's what used to get me. When a man could say it's gone from you. Now, that's what he said in the seal book, am I right? He got over there and said, he said, it's gone from you. He said, now there's no way for you to know it. He said, I hate to say that, but he said, this is the truth. He said, it's gone from you. But said, one day, right around the coming of the Lord, you know, whatever happens. But see, here he is just a few months after the seals broke, that I was talking to you that I want to go out of it. The way he said, I'm going to look away to Jesus. He said, now you know what to look for. Now you know what to look for, he said. Now what did he say in the seal book when he said, it's gone from you? What did he get over on the seventh seal and say? He said, now don't try to figure this out. He said, because if you do, you'll just wind yourself further away. Now am I quoting him? He said, go on with the same simple message. And then he went on to say something maybe like that it'll be made known at the time. Now what was we to do over all of these years? Now, church, I've watched things. And I know I'm a poor failure of a human being. I know that. I'm not talking, bragging, or nothing. I'm just trying to tell the truth. But I watch things. When I hear of a doctrine, do you know what I listen to first? Not what he's saying. I listen to his life. When I hear of a preacher, I listen to his life. Because his life's going to show me a whole lot more than his signs. It's going to show a whole lot more. Because it's going to show me what's in him. If he's wrong, and screaming like a lion and everything like that. I know there's something wrong with his nature. Then I know if there's something wrong with his nature, then he may have his doctrine right, but his nature ain't right. But see, what I'm trying to get you to see is, if we are the body of Christ, do you believe some of these children can have the Holy Ghost? Do you? Do you believe a child can receive the Holy Ghost? Then wouldn't they be part of the ministry of Christ? Paul saying this ministration. He said the ministry of the Old Testament, engraven in stone, you know, and all. The law. He said, which was to be done away. Then he brings it to the ministration in our setup, the ministry. And then he goes from a change from glory to glory, and then he sums it up in chapter 4, because you remember the Bible wasn't put in paragraphs and things like we are now in chapters when it was written. See, verse chapter 4 is just going right on with the same thought. He said, we have this ministry. He went on to say, he said, seeing we have this ministry, he said, we use great plainness of speech. I think it's time to be plain. I think it is time to be plain. I think it's time to just start doing what the Bible says, judge fruit.
That's right.
See? Just be careful.
That's right.
Don't reject the wrong thing just because the person maybe is not the way, like a certain brother called me here a while back. He said, what do you do about certain things? I said, well, the first thing to do is go pray and make sure you ain't wrong. I said, that's the first thing to do. You go pray and make sure you ain't wrong. I said, then you turn around and you go to the person that's wrong and you try to get it straight. And if the person straightens up, you shut your mouth and don't tell nobody else about it. I said, then if they don't get straightened up, go get somebody else and go with them. I said, then come to me if you want to. Well, you know what most people would say? Oh, brother, I'm the pastor. Tell me what's wrong around here. Now, if you go in the correct order, you find out whether it's him or the other person, then we get it straightened out. See, I'm looking for the life. If you want to know what I'm looking for in the ministry of Christ, I've got to look at the life first. Because I can't look at the signs first. Because I look at the life, I know somewhere down the road the sign is going to follow that life. Because that's what the scripture says. These signs shall follow them that believe. But see, I know the anointed ones can produce signs and wonders. That's the deception of the day that we're living. And they can also have a pretty good life, some of them. Because I know some of them can call their name. But just leave them a while. I know some brothers that started. Brother started the two souls. Why, I thought the world of him when I first met him. I tried to get under his skin. I tried him. He told me, he said, you're trying me. I said, you're right, I was trying you. He had a pretty good spirit about him. I couldn't break him. He could withstand that. That kind old priest can do that. But you just leave him alone, see. And just watch it. See, somewhere down the road, he go too far this way, too far that way. And you may not like what I'm fixing to say, but me and you are going to do the same thing. Me and you are either going to find the middle of the road or we're going to go off one side or the other. The middle of the road is the life of Christ lived in the Word. Then don't worry about signs because they're going to follow it anyway. Jesus didn't go out every day and say, well, I'm God, I guess I better act like him. So I receive. Today being Monday, I need to raise 4 from the dead. And you know, tomorrow I'll try to make it 5. And he didn't do that. I'm sure he had days of frustration. I'm sure he had days of problems. And read the Bible and see if he did. But listen. See, you find out. You check it out, you'll see. You can preach signs and wonders. Everybody loves you. Oh, they laugh now at Brother Shelley. You know, some of them do. I don't laugh at nobody. I don't care if it's Brother Shelley or who it is. If something happens, praise God for the happening. Man come to Brother Colley. Told Brother Colley, said, let's take your wife up to Brother Coleman and let him pray for her. Said, he's got the Spirit of God in him, and he'll speak that word, she'll be healed. Brother Colley coming and telling me about it. I said, Brother Colley, my van's ready. Me and him and Sister Colley and my wife would have just loaded in that van and to New York would have sailed. If that's what he wanted. And that's what I told him. I said, we'll go. Why? If God will heal her, I can look right straight at him and still say, oh, I don't believe it. He said, well, you're a dummy. Well, I know it. That's, I'll agree with you. But that's just the way I am. I'd say, thank you, Lord. Praise God. I'd come back and tell everybody in the world that Brother Coleman laid his hands on Sister Ruth and she was instantly healed. God, I'd say, thank you, Lord, for all that. And they said, well, you believe what he believed. I said, no. No. Why? Because it doesn't fit what I see in the Word. See, first stage is life. Second stage is Word. Put your signs last. Put your signs to follow the Word. Do you know yourself people are following after him? And the prophet of God is like I said a while ago. He said, give them all on a hand in mind. And he said, they'll follow it every time. He turned around, he said, if you got oil and blood, he said, you're out of the Scriptures. He said, because that would mean the corporal body of Jesus have to be standing here. And he said, you're out of the Word. But yet people are following every time. People are following every time. See, I'm just myself. I don't try to hide nothing from nobody. I try to tell you what I believe. Then you can go believe what you want to on the base because you're a free moral agent. But at least you know what I believe about signs and wonders. I believe they follow the believer. I believe the body of Christ can't be on the earth without signs. But what about that little child that could walk up to you and say, God spoke to me. You know? That's part of the ministry. What about the sister that come up and said, well, you know, the Lord spoke to me about this. Well, you're not working. I'm a minister. It says ministry there. That's why I told you. All of those references there, they all got the same number. They all got the same meaning. Whether it's ministration or minister or ministry, it's all the same. See, the women have just as much to do with the ministry as the men. Come on. You sisters have got just as much to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ as the men's got to do with it. It doesn't mean that just because you're a man, you got more ministry. That's why I love to sit around and talk to the sisters and listen to them. You know, you learn from them. But you know what it's done in a lot of places? They put the women in the other room and won't even allow them to talk. The reason I always figured that was they didn't want the women to talk because it might show up the men that don't know nothing. I mean, that's just what I always think. I'm sorry. But I'm just honest to tell you. Like I told you before one time, I said, the ministers preach the gifts out of the church because they was afraid the gifts would expose the preachers. Because what would have happened today if I'd come here, you know, and Brother Gary and Brother Dean and you know, Sister Jeffers and maybe some Sister Milk, a bunch of them together in the back room and speak tongues and interpretation of Brother Dale preaching there this afternoon. You know. Then I'd come out here and preach my message and they'd get up and say, Brother Dale, here's what we got in the back room. See, that exposed me. So the preachers preached it out of the church when he wouldn't have anything. But you know, I believe that's part of the ministry. I believe the gifts of speaking in tongues, prophecy, all those nine spiritual gifts, that's part of the ministry. That's in the body. And we're going to be held responsible for not using what we have. I encourage you to use gifts. Don't worry about it. It starts getting out of line. We'll correct it. We'll find out whether it's true or false. Will just somebody one day tap you on the back and say, hey, I think you need to go to the back room.
Yeah.
Let's think about time now. We've been so and so long. Then we'll just find out whether it's genuine or not. But do you see what I'm talking about, church? That prophet, he said, the same signs, the same life, the same power, the same Holy Ghost, same acting like it did in the same people back there. That's what I believe the ministry is. It's not all the dead raised and all the things like that. It's that, but the life first. And I gave you that and go off across the mystery God revealed where he said. He said, if it's not the same life, if what I'm saying don't produce what he had that brought that message in my proportion for myself, then I got the wrong revelation. See, I'm trying to get you to see your part in it. Sister Tatum, you got a part in the ministry of Jesus Christ, being in the body of Christ. Peggy, you got a part in the ministry. These children back here that claim the Holy Ghost, you got a part in the ministry. And your part's just as vital as anybody else's. And we're not going until all that's in place. You'd say, well, we ever get the preachers all lined up. Well, if we did, that wouldn't be the rapture ain't coming. Well, we get our wives straightened up, get all the women straightened up, all the men straightened up. I still don't believe it'd come. Say, well, what are you looking for? The children's got a part. The children's got a part. And they're going to do their part too. The ministry of Jesus Christ to me is in the bride. Because that's what I was talking about this morning. That rod we talked about in Isaiah, that's a kingdom. And we've been on Revelations 5. And being on Revelations 5, when we come down to it in Revelation 5, what was it? This lamb with seven horns and seven eyes, that's a funny looking lamb. You know where that lamb come from? Through seven church ages. That's how he got the seven horns and seven eyes. That's because it's the seven spirits of God, which the prophet said, that's not seven spirits of God. He said, God is not seven spirits. He said it was the Holy Ghost down through seven church ages. Now do we believe him? See, I know what to look for. I'm looking at your children this way as I'm looking at some of you that's been around the message 20, 30, 40 years or something. I'm looking at your children to bring Christ. I'm preaching to them this way as I'm preaching to anybody else. That's why I'm trying my best on Wednesday to answer questions of a 12-year-old. Because that was who asked the question. Well, come find it out. A lot of us adults have pretty well enjoyed the thing of trying to break it down to a 12-year-old can understand it. You know. Well, see, then maybe we found out we didn't know as much as that 12-year-old knew. Because we didn't even know how to ask the question. At least you got the question asked out of it. I thank God that he can use the children. In the natural, my children have always been allowed to tell me, Daddy, I don't agree with what you say. And I didn't say, well, bless God, it's my football. You know, we're going to play by my rules. I listened to them. I thought it out. But then I told them what the answer was from a father of love. Or tried to. Okay. Tried to, okay. Why? Because I wanted them to see Christ. Are we trying to get people to a book of rules? Or are we trying to get them to a bunch of signs? Like I said, this church would be full if we just preach signs. Because signs would start coming among us. when I think like that, I think about Brother Brown saying, there are genuine Christians came across the platform and wouldn't receive their healing. Here come a prostitute walk across there and receive her healing just like that. Genuine saints go across there in faith. But you know, if he'd have stopped that person and he'd started telling them what they were, they wouldn't have got their healing. They wouldn't have done it because it would have cut them off. But what I'm trying to do is preach me and you past any cutoff point. And I can only do that through saying that I believe the ministry starts with the life. Because it's the same signs, same wonders, same life, same everything. Maybe I can't lay hands on the sick. I've never claimed to try to be anything that other people can go out and do. I thank God for people who can bulldog and move on in faith. I just go along, just do what I can. Brother Gary comes along, he says something, and God really blesses him, and people get it, and I say, well, thank you, Lord. You know? I mean, you've heard me many times say, it wouldn't make a bit of difference if you put somebody else's name on these tapes and send them to the world as long as it helped them. I was thinking today, there this morning about this, and I was thinking about a certain thing happened, you know. Well, I was the backbone of it. You know? But my name's never been known in it, and I wouldn't have it to be known for nothing in the world. But I was the backbone of it. But I'm trying to get you to see, what did Jesus do? What was his everyday life? That's the ministry. If you put down in ink and wrote down the miracles, you would have a very short gospel. But yet, like I said this morning, see, he went up to Mount of Transfiguration. Mount of Transfiguration to the Lord Jesus didn't wind up with a whole lot of signs and wonders. Very little is said when you really come to Mount of Transfiguration. The prophet said he left right there and went straight to Calvary. And when he come to that time in the garden, as I said this morning, that's where it was finished at. And when he come before Pilate, the Bible said he was before his shearers dumb. In other words, he didn't speak. Very few words were said. He was going to die. It's going to take us to death. The Tom gives us a song. It's going to take us to death. The life we live is going to take us to death. Because that's the thing of what it is. But see, do you know now what to look for? Do you know what to look for that will bring about the rapture? Make sure now that you taste, that you hear me, what I'm saying. Life first. Word second. And signs following it. That's the scriptural order. That's the scriptural order. Did Brother Branham come out with all kinds of signs to start with? No, he preached quite a while. Then God started doing signs. Why do we all talk about him the way we do, of Elijah and the different things? Because first, he was a nature man of the wilderness and things, just like Elijah. But second off, we always talk about how great his life was, don't we? You see, that's what caught me. What caught me was a man that told all of his faults and failures. Because I knew Abraham done the same thing. Brother Moat used to tell me of all the great signs and wonders. And I told him, I said, Brother Moat, I said, I believe you. He'd tell me, say, well, Robert Tatum and them, you know them? I said, sure. I know them just about all my life because his daddy and him used to heat him and his daddy and him hauled us fertilizer. I know the Tatums all my life. I said, I know him. I said, I believe all that. But I told him one day, I said, Brother Moat, I said, I believe you. When you're telling me of the signs and wonders, you told me. But I said, tell me what he said. I wanted to know about him. The kind of person he was. and what he said in the Word. And then it's like my wife said one day. She said, well, there's one thing about it. If he done what he said, then he had to be a prophet. Well, see? She done got to the place that she is beginning to believe it. You know. Wouldn't none of us die when squirrels come into existence, was he? But we believe it. Right? Why do you believe it? Would you believe it if he lied about everything else? That's why he told that little girl that time, he said, sister, she said, you know, had a dream or something. He said, I believe I know what your dream is. But said, if I told you wrong and then someday death was facing you and said, you come to me and want to know, said, you couldn't believe it. He said, I've never told anybody anything in my life that wasn't the truth. Now, he done the best he could do, didn't he? Let's think. The best he could do in his life. Why would God put it on the basis? I was thinking about this the other day. Why would God put it on the basis that he told him, he said, don't you drink, don't you smoke, don't you run around with women and do them immoral things. Now why? He put it on that, didn't he? And here's a man, that's what caught me. See, I listened to those early tapes and Brother Moat brought them. Here's a man wanted to smoke. Get on his life story and things like that, because that's the one Brother Moat brought to me to listen to. And he said, I wanted to smoke. I told him, give me that cigarette. He's going to drink. He said, give me that liquor. I'll drink it. But he said, then I heard that. And said, that voice come back. Said, don't drink. Don't smoke. Why? Some of the ones here, like Brother Tate of them, they come through Pentecost. Brother Harris, he come through Pentecost. A lot of you others come through Pentecost. And you know that if he'd had anything in his life as a mark, somebody would have tried to produce it against him and ridiculed him about it. Because that was what they were on. But see, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. And they had to testify, like T.L. Osborne and them did, Tommy Hicks and all them, saying, here was a man that lived what we preach. Who was it? T.L. Osborne at the funeral or one of them, you know, said God walked in our midst in this man. Why? Because they seen the life that he lived. See, if you took the life, that's what I said, read the Gospels of the life of Jesus Christ. It wasn't every day doing signs and miracles and wonders. It wasn't that way. A lot of it takes...